gracious me.
Hello, Puttara. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dad. Hi, Mum. I'm filling out my A-level option list. We've got to choose by tomorrow.
Oh, my little boy is all grown up.
Yes, the responsibility of adulthood comes to all of us.
Well, you know what your father and I want for you.
Yeah, I know, but I've been thinking about that. Look, I know it means a lot to you and it's what you want, but it's not what I want.
You mean?
Yes, I don't want to be a pop star.
No.
I want to be a doctor.
Oh, God. How can you do this to us?
Are you trying to murder us?
Look, Veta, it's just not right for an Indian boy to be a doctor these days.
That's right, haven't you heard? Asians are cool. Brown is the new black.
Doctors are square, Veta.
Also accountants, lawyers, tobacconists.
I like medicine.
No, come on. We'll all sing together. Brimful of Asha on the...
Come on, Veta. Govinda Jaya Jaya.
Look, I want to be a consultant neurologist.
Please, at least consider another branch of show business.
What about stand-up comedy?
Or a highly amusing sketch show?
No. Look, you can't force me. It's my life. I don't want to be like all my cousins. There's enough singer-songwriters and comedy actors in the family without me being one. I'm running away to medical school and you can't stop me.
Okay, enough. Just go. I can't take any more. How will I tell the family that we'll never see my son on the Pepsi chat show?
Oh, Blue Peter. What a shame. I wish I was dead. Next he'll be telling us he's not gay.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Meow, pussycat. Yeah, it's me, Smita Smitten, showbiz kitten. Once again, crawling through the cat flap of controversy to bring you the hottest gossip from the greasy grunge under the celebrity cooker. And tonight, my little feline nobodies, I have actually managed to penetrate the hottest film party in town. Yeah, Bollywood director G.S. Chopra's birthday bash. As I speak to you, all the glittering stars of the Bombay firmament are all around me, unaware that old Smita is cunningly disguised as a waitress. So, let's get this undercover pussy on the road. It's showtime, pussycats.
Waitress! Over here.
Chunky Chitra, my favorite hero. Looking strangely wizened without his platform boots and chest wig. Hi, Chunky. How's it hanging?
Give me a whiskey, Arya.
He hasn't recognized me, pussycats. Phew. So, I hear there's been bitter rivalry between you and Simple Patel on your latest movie. Care to comment?
What? Who the hell are you?
Any moment now, pussycats, he's going to burst into laughter and give me a roguish hug. Smita's known for her kittenish sense of humor.
And why are you talking to your cleavage? Have you got a bug down there? Let me see.
See how all the stars want a piece of Smita?
Oh. It's you, you bitch. Chopra banned you, didn't he?
Oh. What a joker. And here comes Junkie's wife, Rekha, to clear up the confusion.
You again.
Ouch.
Don't have to keep away from my husband, you slapper. Get her out of here.
Oh, please, no. This is Smita Smitten. Outside Chopra's party and inside a wheelie bin. Oh, hang on. What's this? Oh, it's Art Malik. Have you got a tissue?
This is great, Dad. I've never seen Trooping of the Colour. It's quite exciting seeing the Queen in the flesh.
Exciting. Of course it's exciting. Because she's Indian.
Not the Queen.
All of them. The whole royal family, Indian.
What are you talking about?
But think about it, yaar. Descended from Queen Victoria, Empress of India. So Indian.
Rubbish.
Oh, come on. Look at them. Of course they're Indian. Whole family live together in one house. Indian. All employed in the family business, Indian. All arranged marriages, Indian. Must have sons, daughters are no good, Indian. All children live with the parents until they are married, Indian. Huh? What more you want them to do? Put on turbans and charm snakes out of baskets?
But Harry Wilsford...
They're all Indian. All except Prince Charles. He's African.
What?
If he was Indian, he'd have smaller ears.
Edition of Asian Gladiators. Let's crack on with the action and play game number one, Hang Tough. And making life tough for contestant number one is new Asian Gladiator, Pharmacist.
Pharmacist stands at 5'4.5". He weighs in at 7'3" and his bicep measurement is negligible.
Taking on the pharmacist tonight is contestant number one, Auntie Bimla!
Auntie Bimla is a biscuit packer from Slough in Berkshire. Her hobbies are cooking food and eating it. Auntie stands at 4'0" and weighs in at 7'3" and 6".
Contestants ready? Gladiators ready? 3, 2, 1!
And Auntie Bimla's straight in there complaining about her son, who apparently doesn't phone her enough. And back pain, lower back pain, which she doesn't like to complain about, but she is going to anyway. Yes, she's going to. And pharmacist responds with Nurofen. He's reaching for his Nurofen, and Auntie's talking to him. She's asking if he's married, and yes, she has a daughter who would be perfect for him. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Poor old pharmacist got no chance.
Hello?
Sasrikal, namaste, alaikum, salam. If you can handle it, but I very much doubt you can.
Can I help you?
Yeah. My name's Melkit, and I sent a job application to your company last week. Well, I want to know when I can start.
Right, well, let me find your application. Do you have the reference number?
Oh, I am not a number. I'm a human being and a proud Asian brother.
I see. Can I have your full name then, please?
It's Melkit.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Would you ask me to spell my name if it was John Smith? Or Michael Brown, eh? Or Adolf Himmler Mengele? Nah! You refuse to acknowledge my name because it's Asian.
Could you spell it all the same, sir? It'd save a lot of time.
Oh, this is so typical. M-A-L-K-I-T.
Last name?
X.
Yes, well, I'm afraid we don't have any forms in from a Melkit X. Ah, we do have one here, though, from Melkit Agarputi.
Yeah, well, that was the name I used before I saw the light. The name on my passport, my British passport. I can't even go to bloody France without going cap in hand to my imperialist slave masters.
Yes, well, I'm afraid you were unsuccessful on this occasion, Mr. Agarputi.
What?
You didn't get the job, I'm sorry.
Oh, I get it. This isn't about a form, is it? This is about the colour of my skin.
I'm sorry?
You took one look at the name on that form, didn't you? And you thought, nah, we're not employing ethnic scum. Nah, we're British. Let him rot in the urban squalor and the filth and the degradation, just like his grandfather did back in Wagga Wagga Land under our imperialist yoke. He is the slave. Do not empower him.
Mr. Agarputi, I assure you that we at Pizza Hut are an equal opportunity.
So why didn't you give me the job then, eh?
Your application form was 3 months too late.
Oh, was it now? Well, I'm going to do two things. First of all, I'm going to sue the post office for racial discrimination, and then I'm going to take your sorry ass down to the Commission for Racial Equality and have you exposed as the Nazi fascist bigot that you are. Now, what is your name?
Paminda. Paminda Jundu.
How do you spell that?
G'day. Welcome to Rolf's Animal Hospital, coming to you this week from downtown Karachi. Oh, that looks like this little pup's had a pretty nasty accident. Excuse me, mate. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes. Well, I was sitting in my living room, and I could see this dog sniffing around the driveway, right? Then later, when I had to go out, I got in my car and I reversed out. I felt this bump. Is he dead?
Well, the poor little fella looks in a bad way, but I think with some expert care and a lot of laugh, he'll survive.
And now?
The year is 1910. At the ancient University of Cambridge are gathered the world's intellectual elite, among them a group of aspiring young gentlemen from the Indian subcontinent, whose unforetold destiny is to lead their mother country to independence and beyond. Radio 4 proudly presents Nehru and Jinnah, the Cambridge Years.
Thank you, cabby. Keep the change.
Ah, Mr. Nehru. Another late appearance at the lecturers, I see.
I thank my lucky stars that I'm able to make any appearance at all, Mr. Jinnah, after last night's debacle.
Yes. There's been no other topic or conversation in the common room this morning. A total lager frenzy, I gather.
Personally, I never touch a drop.
Because of your famous moral rectitude?
Yes. But several of my companions were completely shedded.
Do tell.
Well, we had just taken supper in old Gandhi's rooms, and we're about to retire for a spot of billiards, when in walks the Nawab of Pathan, trousers round his ankles, traffic cone on his head, singing some ditty about 24 young women recently arrived from Inverness.
And they talk about creating a nation state.
Oh dear.
Hello, sir, can I help you?
Yes, I would like to book my holiday.
Right. Do you know where you want to go?
Well, I've always wanted to see the great pyramids, the mysterious Sphinx, the glorious blue waters of the Nile, where once Cleopatra seduced the mighty Caesar, and ancient pharaohs ruled in splendor as living gods.
Ah, Egypt.
No, India.
I can't believe it. My son going off to college, leaving home, becoming a man. Well done, beta.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mum. I'll try to make you proud of me.
Mm. I go to college when I can make it at home for nothing.
Mum.
Look. You want college? Here is college. Look, huh? Oh, I'm so drunk. I just drank 12 pints of lager.
Mum.
Come on, let's all be sick.
Mum, take your fingers out of your mouth and stop skinning up.
I'm not going to clean the house ever again. I'll leave tins of beans out until hair grows on them. Dirt and filth is all here.
I've had enough, I'm leaving.
Look at me balance this traffic cone on my head.
That's not a traffic cone. It's a small aubergine.
Aubergine, traffic cone, I'm too drunk to tell the difference. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna...
She came from Kent, her name was Lucy Parker. Her skin was white, but she preferred it darker. That's what I caught her eye. We met at York, she was a first year student. She wore a sari cause she thought it prudent. I thought fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like Hindi people. I wanna do whatever Hindi people do. I wanna sleep with Hindi people. I wanna sleep with Hindi people like you. Well, what else could I do? I smiled and said, do you wanna vindaloo? I said I'd find a groovy gig and take her. I like the verb, but she said, cooler shaker than music's tops. Just like corner shops. She said, I wanna live like Hindi people. I wanna eat whatever Hindi people eat. I wanna dress like the Bindi people. I wanna wear Mindy on my my feet. But she didn't understand. You just painted on your hand.
On your hand I made the light. Did your homework every night. Does my facts and unplayable. Do extremely well at school. Take a medical degree. Graduate at 33. Move back in with mum and dad. Even though they drive you raving mad. You sure wanna live like you did before? You wanna see whatever you did before? You wanna live like you did before? You wanna watch old films on CTV? That you'll never comprehend. Cause for you it's just a trend. Dressing up like the indie people. In your favourite Georgian salon. Dancing round with the indie people. Telling me that you wanna learn singer.
But you'll never score with me. Cause I was born in Coventry.
Good evening. Are you expected?
Yes.
And whom shall I say is calling?
You shall say Mr. and Mrs. Dennis Cooper.
Certainly, sir. Step this way.
Stepping.
If you would care to wait in the drawing room, I will announce your arrival.
Thank you.
Okay, Dennis. Just behave yourself. We're not in Chigwell now. This is an English country manor house. And take off that ridiculous monocle. You're supposed to wear it in your eye.
I knew that.
Dennis, Charlotte, Sajida!
It's St. John, darling.
Both wrong, actually. It's Lord St. John of Epping.
And Lady Vanessa of also Epping.
How marvellous.
Yeah, the titles come free with the stately home. Come on, we'll give you the guided tour.
Notice the genuine 16th century floorboards.
Yes, the plastic hallway matting complements them perfectly.
What's this?
Oh, this is the stained glass window.
Stained, huh? Have you tried scrubbing it with vinegar?
Actually, Dennis, the glass is stained on purpose.
He knew that.
You'll see from the inscription that it was installed in 1415 to commemorate the Battle of Agincourt.
How wonderful.
Yes, and we're knocking it straight through to build the conservatory.
Ah, we've already started work here in the garden.
Designed by Capability Brown.
We're having it all taken up and 15-acre patio put in its place.
Would anybody like a drink? I'd love a Pimm's.
Of course. Pimm's, Dennis?
Oh, just a drink for me.
I'll drink for Mellows.
Ooh, what's that on the wall?
Ah, that's our family crest.
Yes, it shows the British bulldog rampant in a field of royal blue.
And there they see inscribed beneath the family motto. Si non est albus, non bonum est.
What does that mean?
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
You rang, m'lady?
Yes. Could you get our guests a drink?
Certainly. Mr. Cooper.
I ran out.
We don't talk to the staff like that in the country, Dennis.
Idiot. Sorry, Mellows. You must forgive us townies.
Ah, one jug of Pimm's and one jug of whiskies, Mellows.
Yes, my lord.
I say, oh, what a beautiful fireplace.
It's Georgian.
Built by King Georgian the 31st.
The fire must be lovely and warm in the winter.
Yes, we haven't actually lit it yet, but I'm doing a beginner's course in fire making at the local agricultural college.
The neighbours are very helpful, though. They often bring round wood and fuel and matches and light it all for us.
Ah, and then they just pop it through the letterbox.
In the country are so much friendlier.
They've even invited us shooting next week.
Yes, and they've given us a 15-second head start.
Well, you know, basically, we've been continually harassed ever since we got married.
Since we got married, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, like, stones through the window, excrement through the letterbox.
Threats. We've had threats.
Threats, yeah. I mean, basically, you know, they've made our lives hell.
And what's the reason for this persecution?
Well, it's because I'm Muslim and he's Hindu.
I'm not Hindu. I thought you were.
No. Wonder what it is, then.
Ah, Jeeves, a double sherbet on the rocks. Jaldi, jaldi.
Ah, Mr. Nehru been out on the river with the first aid?
Oh, no, Mr. Jinnah. I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot barge pole.
I know what you mean. I hear that they had alcohol at the party last night. Disgusting?
Not as disgusting as the Nawab of Pathan.
Oh, dear.
There he was, stranded naked on a punt in the middle of the cam.
Trousers round his ankles.
Traffic cone on his head. Keys up his arse. Giving a rousing rendition of I'm a Little Teapot.
And they talk about self-government and democracy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, right. Well, you've come to the right place, sister. Welcome to the Woman of Colour Shanti Azadi Drop-In Lounger. My name's Jacinta, but I'm happy for you to mispronounce it in any accent. How can I...
Help me. My husband's after me and I...
Oh, right. Yeah, I might have guessed. Is he stifling you with his phallocentric patriarchal hate crimes?
No. He chased me out of the house with a knife and he's coming this way, please.
Okay, right. If you'd like to pull up a beanbag, I'll just run through a few details with you.
But he'll be here any second.
Which in Indian time is about half an hour, isn't it, sister? I've been on your trains, need I say more. Now, your husband, is he,
6'4", an ex-boxer with a bad temper, honey?
Is he Asian? You know, of your people? Do you share the same native soil?
Yes, but what's that got to do with...
Right. And this knife he had, it wasn't in any way a ceremonial dagger, was it?
Well, it had blood on the handle and a sharp pointy tip. I don't know, I didn't have time.
Right. Okay, well, if it was a traditional implement, it comes under, cultural practices, and I can't interfere.
What?
Well, it may be an ancient traditional practice that I know nothing about. You know, like dowry disputes and female infibulation, the things that make you different and special.
Are you mad? Listen, he's going to kill me.
Sorry, I can't interfere in case I'm culturally oppressing you because of my ignorance.
There is nothing traditional about being murdered, you stupid bint.
Funny. I had a burning bride in here who said exactly the same thing yesterday.
Oh, my God, he's here.
God, Indian is such a lyrical language, isn't it? I'll be next door if you need me. You need some time alone. Bye.
Tally-hoo!
Nothing quite like the thrill of the chase, eh?
I say, Dennis, these foxes run terribly fast, don't they?
Yes, but I keep falling off mine.
Namaste, namaste. Welcome one and all. I am the Guru Maharishi Yogi. And this is my ashram. Here you will find peace, spiritual harmony, and inner enlightenment. All for a very reasonable £120 per person per night. Which includes breakfast, mini bar, and personalized shower cap. The first thing you must do on entering the ashram is to shed the cares of the outside world, which are symbolized by your clothes. Get them off.
Yes, if you are not a man,
Your cares are symbolized by your watches and credit cards, which you may shed in that hut over there. Off you go, and take this blessing with you. Maratha Juventus na ek. Karatha do piaza fek. Now, my children, as you stand before me as God intended in your frilly underwear, we can begin this process of healing. First, I will cleanse your auras by waving my hands in a strange and mysterious way over your head. Lala Paratha Raba Hamba Chacha Kutta Chamba Wamba. Next, I will locate your chakras. This is the center of your spiritual power. Each person is in a different place on their bodies. Ah, yours, my dear, is... Well, we can examine it more closely later. Say, 8:30, my heart. You like New World Chardonnays? Yeah. Okay, now yours is... Oh, dear. I think it's over there with the men. Why don't you... That's right, just... You put your clothes on and go and look for it. Now, if you all close your eyes, I will run my hands over your newly cleansed auras. Now, sometimes the healing process can be so intense that it may feel like I am actually stroking and caressing your furry body. I assure you this is not the case. And to show your absolute faith in me, I want you to reach out with your hearts, your souls, and your writing hands, and sign this legally binding disclaimer. Thank you. Thank you. Finally, to create the correct mood for chakra location, I will play this traditional tantric ballad.
Goodness Gracious Me was performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Kulvinder Gheer, Meera Sayal and Nina Wadia. It was written by Pinto and Sardana, Sanjeev Kohli, Meera Sayal and Sanjeev Bhaskar. The script editor was Sharat Sardana and the producer was Anil Gupta.